Harihi Om. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So basically there's two aspects that are here. That's why it becomes confusing. Is because you have the three positions that Lord Chaitanya mentioned. The Swayam Rupa, Tade Katma Rupa, and Avesha Rupa. So those are the categories. So then you need to explain the categories. And then there's a clarity in the categories. But generally what happens is the emphasis is put on the linear presentation. And because it's put on the linear presentation, you don't understand the categories. Right? Does that make sense? Because in the top and the bottom, it's not so much, but in the middle, it gets a bit, complicated. Okay, so we have in one, the Swayam Rupa. That form which not dependent on others, all forms of Krishna, where he does not give up his nature as Krishna, the son of Yashoda. So that was the point that Lord Chaitanya made to Rupa Goswami, is make two dramas, because Krishna in the mood of the son of Maharaj Nanda never leaves Vrindavan. So therefore, if you're going to have a play on Dwarka, then you have to have is Krishna Vasudev. Right? And it's important to note that Krishna Vasudev is different from Vasudev. Because Krishna Vasudev is in Swayam Rupa, while Vasudev is in Tade Katma Rupa. Does that make sense?
Vasudev as in the four expansions.
Yeah, or where he kills the demons.
Yes.
Like that. So that's that. So because the whole thing is all this is, you have the tattva aspect of it, but it's the rasa. That's what makes the difference between these. That's why it's so subtle. Sometimes one doesn't make sense of the other, because all it is when you're applying this, it's like saying tattva and saying rasa. So when you look at it, it comes out, appears to be different. Right? And tattva, Krishna is the object. Means we in our we make all our effort towards Krishna. Yeah. But we see in rasa, then the devotee is the object. Right? But Krishna, in either case, he's the worshipable one. One, we're saying the object, meaning he's the worshipable deity. But in rasa, it's not about the worshipable deity. It's about where the rasa is directed. Right? Means because Krishna is rasa. So let's say Mother Yashoda. She being the ashraya of the parental rasa. Therefore, the direction of rasa is going towards Mother Yashoda. Her service is going to Krishna. But it's that rasa expression of that because of her, not because of him. Does that make sense? Because he is reciprocating, because he is rasa, not a rasa. She's a rasa. So for that rasa to manifest means the focus is going towards her. And so Krishna therefore works in there. But for the devotee, it's still all about Krishna. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you have the same thing that depending on how you're presenting it, appears to reverse. Because when you're dealing with the taste, that's one. If you're dealing with the other, it's another. Like if I say, okay, this position, you do this activity, you'll get this result. Even though I discussed process and result, it's all sambandhagyan. Right? Because I'm telling the positions of things. Because prayojana is not getting the result. Prayojana is the experience of the result. That's what's missed. That's why we miss it. Because if when you leave out Krishna, there's no taste. And so for us, we, in a situation, manipulate it to get a particular transformation. And then we say, I'm happy because I got done what I wanted. I don't necessarily get a taste from the situation. But I call it, does that make sense? So that's why these subtleties are there. Or the Abhideya is that knowing that your position and what you're trying to get, then how you're going to apply that practically. That's Abhideya. And then Prayojana is about the taste. It's not talking about the physical result. That's talked about in Sambandhagyan. In Abhideya, you're trying to get that physical result for the pleasure of Krishna. But Prayojana means Krishna's happiness. Right? So they're three distinct aspects, but they're one thing. It's the Sarup Shakti, but it has three features. And so naturally, since it's one thing, it overlaps. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can say the shoes match with the belt, you know, like that, but at the same time, as you're wearing a particular belt because of what other clothes you're wearing. And then because of that, you're wearing other, you know, how you say, your you know, what other accessories you're wearing and this and that. So each one has its own thing, that this matches that. But at the same time, it's all one unit. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. So Swayamrupa means that form is not dependent on others. So Swayamrupa, then you have the original form as Krishna in Braja, means, because that's what we're saying. In the Vedic, you can get in a category, a subcategory can have the same title. So that means you know this is that one, Braja Kumara. Swayam Prakash, one manifests in, and places in all respects the same as the original form. Right? So that's going to be same form, but in many places, right?
In
so Braj, then,
in Braj.
Yes.
This is still in Braj.
This is means Swayamrupa is in Braj, but when you get to Swayam Prakash, it may be Braj, but it also may not, because the point is you have Swayam Prakash means it has Prabhav and Vaibhav.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that it stands on its own.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. So then Prabhav Prakash, manifestation of potencies, right? While Vaibhav is manifestation of excellences based on different mood or color. So you might have the same thing happening, but if the mood's different, it's categorized different. Does that make sense?
Mm.
You know, just like Krishna here says, okay, Prabhav, Krishna's expansion, Rasa dance while marrying 16,000 princes in Dwarka, four-handed form manifested at birth, identified with Braja form. Right? Because he manifests first because this is Krishna. He just did that to show he's the Supreme Lord. So that they you know, they were praying for the Supreme Lord just to fulfill that. Then he turns into Krishna, who's then taken to Braja. Does that make sense? Like that. Then, Vaibhav Prakash manifested. Okay, so that means excellence is based on different mood or color. So Balaram, Krishna's two-handed form known as Yadu Kumar, which is identified with the original Braja form. Right? So because in Dwarka, you still identify him back to there. So in other words, Swayam Rupa means Goloka. Does that make sense? That's the whole mood, because Krishna, whether he's in Vrindavan, whether he's in Dwarka, or whether he's in Mathura, he's still identified as the same person. Yes.
Can we say that in this Prabhav and Vaibhav, the difference is how he identifies himself? Mainly because in...
Yeah, identifies himself or mood.
Because when he marries the princesses in Dwarka, he's
right.
Vasudev Krishna, isn't it? And then when he's Yadu Kumar, he's what?
No, no, here's talking about its meaning. See, here's... It may be that here Krishna in Dwarka, as Yadu Kumar, he's expanding to 16,108. But that principle is Prabhav Prakash.
Potency that one form expands is the Prabhav, that influence of one form having doing the same thing. This is just while marrying. While marrying all the 16,100 principles at one time, one Muhurta Krishna married. And Rasa dance also with all the gopis is one time he is doing the same activity. But then when he is in the palace while reciprocating, then it becomes vaibhav, because then he has to manifest different mood and...
Does that make sense? So that's why it becomes confusing, because we want to take it prabhav, prakash will mean one thing, and the vaibhav is the other, which it, there is a mood difference, but the 16,000... It means dancing with all the gopis and marrying all the queens. That principle is the same, that the same mood has expanded. So it's not a difference in mood.
Yes.
Like that. Does that make sense? So that's the point that's there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the difficulty, because then they'll say one is this, one is that, and that. But those both are the same. Or like you said, when he's living with them, he's manifesting as that's the mood difference, as Yadu Kumar. But when he's expanded to be with each queen in the marriage, like that, or that principle, he's living there, that will be the prabhav, because it's him who's expanded. So it's not a different mood. Does that make sense? Yes.
This also explains that during the rasa dance, Swayam Rupa was dancing with Radhika. And
yes.
Then Prabhav was dancing with everybody else.
Yes.
Now it's like...
That's very, yeah. Very nice. Because that was the whole thing. That means your whole... That whole Panchadhyaya, the whole thing was just to get it so that could happen. Because Krishna's... Because the point is if Swayam... It means he's always there, but that fullest manifestation, if that's manifest with everybody else, what will they do with it? Because he's 100% Braja Kumar, right? So, but any gopi other than Radharani isn't the complete,
match.
Match for that. Does that make sense? Anybody else would be something less. So the point is then he can expand, and whichever is the feature that they're dealing with, then it can be there. But with Radharani, it can be the full, and then Radha and Krishna can be in the middle. They can enjoy and see the whole thing, how it's all going on. But everybody else has to be not jealous. So that was the whole thing, the introduction, how they came, the moods, how they surrendered everything and all that, and that's glorious for all of them. But then when they started the rasa dance, there's some pride. That won't work. You have to remove the pride. But in that, in removing the pride, you have to establish the pecking order. That's very important. Because when you're dealing with energies, there's an order. So that's also a problem in the morning. No one wants to be farther down the line. You know, everyone, you know, no, I can't come from here, I got to come from there, because they can't handle the line. But that's why we saw in the drama that it's explaining. You have the chief queen, then you have other queens, you know, then you have other aristocracy, then you have general girl, like this, there's an order. So then we see is that of all the queens, then Rukmini is the head. And there's no question of it's going to change. It's not like, okay, that was last week. What about this week? Or, you know, maybe if I do this, it'll move. No, it's always like that. So then everybody becomes peaceful. Then you can have eight main, who they take on that big prominence. So he can be on the pile, sitting with the others there. But he won't be sitting up there with all of them. They'll be farther back. You know, it's like that. But at the same time, as we see the 16,100, they also have a head. That's Rohini. Right? I mean, she's the head of them. And then after that, it goes down. So there always has to be a pecking order. So that's the important aspect, is they have to accept her supremacy. Otherwise, then how are they going to be working for the highest ecstasy? If it's centered around themselves. So when it's centered around Krishna and his happiness, then that's got Radharani, and they all support that. So that's the unique thing of the Maharas. All the different groups are there. While we see in the regular rasas, Krishna's going to be with a particular group. Does that make sense? You know, either one main group or the other main group. And then within that, they'll have their hierarchies. But here you're combining all the groups. That's why That's why, you know, you see Prabhupada talks about, we say 16,108, that's main, because there were millions of gopis at the Maharas. You know, so that's the why there's no time and space in the spiritual world, because how does millions of gopis, and they're all dancing there, all nicely in the circles and everything, and each one feels they're right next, just like the cowherd boys. So many cowherd boys are all sitting in these circles. Each one feels they're sitting right next to Krishna. Even if they're sitting behind Krishna, Krishna's facing them. And it's not they're nine rows back. No, Krishna's right there in front of them. So you have all that, and they have the millions like this, and so there's no space. And then the time, it's not running just, you know, the regular night. It's running a night of Brahma. You know, so that's 4,300,000,000 years. And they still think it went by in a moment. Right? So there, the whole point is when we understand that the rasa aspect is the most important. But we're not talking about, you know, the sahajya rasa. It just means Krishna, his taste, his happiness, and the reciprocation. Then the whole thing, then you can see is the emphasis is on that. Right? Yes.
How does it work? The concept of time in Goloka, there's no concept of time.
No, there's concept of time. I mean, it's just that no one's controlled by time.
Right.
Here, we're controlled. There is a past, there is a future, because it's not about Krishna. But when it's about Krishna, you're going to meet Krishna. That's still the experience, and it's happening in the present. You think about having met Krishna, the experience in the present, because it's always Krishna. So there's a concept that we will meet, or we had met.
So how does it work in Gokul? Is it
it's exactly the same.
It's the same.
The same. That's the whole point, is Gokul is exactly the same as Goloka. Just it's situated down, the other is up. And then it has the features of the different ages, you know, like that, they're very small in that you won't have. And then you have the killing of the demons, the gopis have husbands. But that's just so it makes sense to us. Because if it didn't, then, you know, all these questions would be about that, you know. How can it be Paraki when they don't actually have husbands? You know, that would be, you know, the big question. But otherwise, it's exactly the same place. That's what Brahma Samhita says. That's how the residents of Goloka see it. We, being residents in the material world, we tend not to see it that way. Because we look at it, it's within the material world, it's different. But that mentality is a mundane mentality. Just like, oh, Krishna's here in this world, so therefore he has a material body, he's acting like us, how can he do all this nonsense? So that's it's very important to note is that just as Krishna coming here, it's the same Krishna. The Dham coming here, it's the same Dham. The pastimes coming, it's the same. We just don't see it or appreciate it. So all those pastimes that are in the 10th canto, those are all in Gokul.
Yes.
Or Boma Lila. Right? They're not in Goloka Lila. They're Boma Lila. And we accept them as fully spiritual. But if we get into it, no, that is that, you know, because we are conditioned to time and space. We're attached to time and space. All the questions we have are all time and space. It's just like theirs. Okay, you know, where am I in that line? I don't want to be at the back. I want to be at the front. But the point is even if you're at the back, the experience is you're at the front. At the same time as you can see everybody else and how happy they are, and that makes you more happy and more and more and more. So the person in the back is the happiest. But we want to be in the front because we want less happiness. Yeah. Like that. Because we're so established.
Even if we try to explain this point, people don't believe it, actually. They kind of accept it because it makes sense logically.
Right.
But they don't believe it.
Because
they want a darshan, you know, right there, you know, be on the altar, that's even better.
Why don't they just stand on the altar, you know. Hi. That's the thing, because because it's space. That's all. They're thinking in terms of space. So that's why as long as you think in time and space, take the time and space and use it in Krishna's service. That's not a problem, because time is Krishna, right? Space is one of his elements, so it's Krishna. So it's not a problem, you know, offering the Ganga water to the Ganga. It's not a problem. But you can't project that onto the spiritual world. You know, it's the same. That mentality is the same one that we project our values onto the spiritual world. No?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, Radharani cooks unlimitedly, so therefore she's going to have to go through unlimited preparation. How's she going to do that unless pizza is one of them? Yeah, but that's one time in eternity, and then it's gone. But they're going to talk about it like, yeah, Domino's is, you know, set up right in the Goshala there. No? Come on, think about the... And yeah, it's good, because everybody comes out first thing in the morning. They milk the cows before their bath. They're going to be hungry, right? So they get something to eat. Anything left over, scraps and this and that, the cows are going to be hungry. And so then, you know, it's a win-win.
They make mozzarella
at the Goshala. Yeah, it's right there at the Goshala. They can make all the mozzarella and everything. Yeah, it's all good, you know. You know, all the cows, you know, can put on the thing to grind the wheat, you know, like that, you know. Like that. And the only question is Vrindavan cold enough to get that good Durham, you know, 00 wheat, you know? That's the question. Are they going to end up with Maida, you know? Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, Vrindavan, actually, they have their own wheat. They make the Braj roti. It's very special. It's quite hard.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying it.
Tulsi grows in Vrindavan, so basil may as well be there too.
Of course. Yeah, so that the whole thing is we project our own ideas, our own logic, based on our own attachments. Because by that thing is that, how much can you vary on it? Because I can guarantee you the people who say that wouldn't be able to do much with it. It's like, you know, sure bet. Are you saying? Like that. I think it's one of the, you can bet your booties, your shoes, you know, that, you know, it'll be good. You'll win. Okay. So then, now we look at Tadekatma Rupa. So this is non-different from Swayam Rupa. It appears to be different because of differing shape, activities, etc. All the Vaikuntha expansions are in this category. So they're non-different from Krishna. But at the same time, you see that shape, activities, all these different things are there, right? And we see it's expanding from the Vaibhav, which means manifest excellence is based on different mood or color. So it's then the natural place where it comes from. Does that make sense? Because it's from Balaram that you're going to get this expansion, right? So then you're going to have in the main upper categories Vilas and Swamsa. Right, so Vilas, the form which is different from the original form for performing different pastimes, and which is very slightly less in qualities. Right, then you're going to have Swamsaka.
Swamsaka is also
okay. For form which is similar to but manifests fewer powers than the Vilas form, because Swamsa, the definition means it's always a little bit less. Right, means Mahavishnu means you have Balaram, right? Then when he expands to Mahanarayan, it's going to be a little less. When they expand to the second chakra of Vyuha, it's going to be a little less again. When you expand down to Mahavishnu, be less again. Then Mahavishnu to Garbhadakshay, less. Garbhadakshay to Kiradakshay, less. Because the point is if you could already, if you're already taking care of it, it's already included. But if you're taking apart, means, if you're expanding from, they're taking care of a wider area. Like Garbhadakshay Vishnu is taking care of the whole universe and the universal form. Kiradakshay is taking care of specifically the jivas and that aspect. And so then it's going to be a narrower. So he needs to manifest less. But as pointed out, they're non-different from Swayam Rupa. It's just how much you manifest. So because you manifest less, it has a different position or different name. But that's the important thing, is that these both are the same. They're all Vishnumurtis. So they're all the same one person. It's just how much you have to manifest. Like the high court judge, how much of his personality does he have to manifest to be the judge? Right? Not so much. But when he's at home, he manifests, you know, the full range. And depending on who he's with a close family, it'll be wider range. With some friends, it'll be very specific range. So that's all it is. It's the same Krishna, but different moods. So you want to make sure that you don't make it as a separate person. So when it says, yes, Vraja Kumar never leaves Vrindavan, that doesn't mean he's a different person. It means that in that mood, he never leaves. But it's the same person going out. But he never goes out with that mood. Does that make sense? But it's the same person. That's why when the gopis and the Brajbasis show up in Kurukshetra, he deals with them as Swayam Rupa. But he goes into a tent side and they see there. No one else sees. You know, and that's where you get the whole Ratha Yatra, them taking him back. Because if it wasn't him, why would they be taking him back?
Yeah. Well, Radharani says you're the same Krishna, and yes. The same Radhika. She says it.
Yes, directly says. Yes.
Also, that pastime where Rohini Mata, mother of Balaram, she was there, and other like Devaki were also there. When they see actually the Swayam Rupa form, they get bewildered. Like Krishna getting into the lap of Yashoda, and then he's already like, all of you get out now. It's not your.
So it's just, I was told that there's one Puranic story when somehow or another all the different Leelas crash into each other at once. And Krishna has to hide. Because there's all these different things and he can't deal with any of them in the proper mood, so he just hides and, you know, until Yogamaya straightens it all out again. But it's just some funny pastime to, you know, create some wonderment like that. Okay, so all Vaikuntha expansions are in this category. Is that? So we can see is the Swayam Rupa, that will all be in Golok, and then from here this will all be Vaikuntha. Right? Does that make sense? That's the simple aspect. Okay, so then from Vilas, then you'll get the Prabhav Vilas, right? You know, because then you're going to have first chakra view of forms of Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Prajumna, and Adiruddha manifested in Dwarka and Mathura, right? Then you're going to have Vaibhav Vilas, which is going to be second chakra view of forms of Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Adiruddha, and five expansions from each of these, which enumerates to the 24 Vishnu forms manifest in Vaikuntha. Okay? So then, what one notices here is that because of the, when you say the majesty, majesty means Vaikuntha. Sweetness means Gokula. So that means Dwarka and Mathura, they're going to have a mix of both. So it means it'll be Goloka, but technically, in some explanations, you have Gokul, and then you have Goloka. And technically, Goloka means Vaikuntha, because of the majesty aspect. But it's not the Vaikuntha planets, where there's only two rasas. The five rasas are there, and everything like that. But it's where the overlap is. So that's why one applies, and the other applies. So when you see Krishna and Balaram are going to Mathura with the four arms and all this and that, they're basically manifesting these Prabhav Vilas. Does that make sense? But then when they, because they're coming in there like this, but then when they get into the pastimes and that, then you see it'll be Vaibhav Prakash in Dwarka and all that. Does that make sense? So that's the difficulty, is there's these overlaps because of, you're looking at the majesty aspect, then they're the one. If you're looking at, you know, also the sweetness and those things, then it'll be, you're looking at the other. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so then you see is, yeah, then okay, so that's there, so you have the Vilas, this, so I'm sticking like this. So now it's explained like this. Tad ekatma, rupa has two aspects, vilas and swamsuka. then you have the Prabhav Vilas and the Vaibhav Vilas. That has two parts, right? But you see, in the linear, then you're going to come, the Vilas aspect will give the Prabhav Vilas, that'll give the Vaibhav Vilas, that'll expand as the Swamsika. Right? Because the Swamsika will be forms that are similar but manifest fewer powers than the Vilas forms. Examples are the forms of Sankarshana and Matsya in the abodes of the spiritual world, Purusha avatars like this. Because then you have, then it's being explained the six kinds of avatars. Yeah. Right? So five of them are the Swamsika.
You're talking about Lila avatar?
Yes, Lila avatar, Purusha avatar, Manvantara avatar, like this, yeah. And Avesha, that's the six, but that's in the next category. So that's why it becomes confusing, because it generally would be put up in Swamsika up here, but they're in the third category.
There are exceptions also to that. All those five avataras are not all in Swamsika. Some goes to the Vilasa forms also. That's what is the next page for.
Oh, okay. The next page will get into some exceptions. So this is your basic... Oh, you didn't get the next page. didn't want to confuse everyone. Okay.
It's just written matter. It doesn't have any charts on it.
Okay. Is that exact? So then from the Swamsika, then you have, as the sixth form of that, is the Avesha Rupa. Right? So that you have then avatars and vibhuti. So avatars are direct empowered incarnations, such as the four Kumaras, Narada, Maharaj Prithu, Parasaram. They're doing a particular thing. They generally say that there's, what do you call it? Seven different aspects.
Are they jivas?
Jivas, yeah.
Yeah, they're jivas.
They're jivas.
Yeah, I mean, if there's no jiva to take the place, then Krishna will take. He'll take any place within the thing.
So that's what we call Shaktivesh.
Yes, Avesha Rupa is Shaktivesh. Shakti Avesha.
But we also call Krishna avatar. Krishna has avatars also.
Yes, so that's the Swamsas above. That is in the Tad Ekatma Rupa. Like that. So Vishnamurtis would be up there. And then you have the Bibhutis, indirect empowered personalities, such as the demigod sages like Bhrigu, Sukracharya. They're empowered with a certain aspect, or like water, you know, has taste, you know, fire has heat and light, you know, all the different ones that are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita and all those things, all the Vibhutis, everything like that. That'll be anything. So it's just how Krishna then pervades everything.
Maharaj.
Yes.
We say Maharaj Prithu, for example.
Yes.
He was the Shaktivesha avatar for the perfect management.
Yes, yes.
And then we say, for example, Vibhutis, like Bhrigu, Sukracharya.
Yes, yes.
They are just less? That's the
thing? It's less. Okay. It just takes less. Because you see is that Bhrigu doesn't identify, you don't offer prayers to him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Prithu, even though he's a jiva taking that position, when they offer him prayers, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's cool with it. It works. It's there in the Bhagavatam because he's representing. You know? That's the whole thing. You've got to represent.
Okay. The Vibhutis, they connect to the material energy.
Yes.
Some of them may be connected to the primary creation, but they connect themselves to the material energy. That's why they're indirect empowerments.
Yes.
They're not direct empowerments.
And direct, and they're directly how the, you know, in other words, how the Lord would manage. He's doing that. And then you see that, how he takes care, how he makes everything very proper. You know, make sure that everyone does their duty. Like Bhumi Devi, it's not that because she's a big personality that if she's not behaving right, that it just goes under the wire. No, he goes after it. You know, because she is the basis. The whole universe is maintained by her, technically. It means what goes on Bhumi, that's how the whole rest of the universe is maintained. So then it's a very important role. That's why you hear about Bhumi, you don't hear about, you know, the personification of the other places, really. So does that make some sense? So you can see is that it has the three categories, but it also then you can see the linear, how it moves. So that's why the problem, because you're bringing down, but then when in the linear, you see it goes up, the Swamsika. Then it comes back down again. Right. And when it goes here, Vilas, it comes down to Prabhav, because we'd want to take Swamsika and go down to Vaibhav. like that. But no, Vilas has those two, but then that expands. So they're explained like this in categories, but in how they manifest, it's linear, the four this way. But otherwise, they're put like this.
Yeah.
But in who expands from who, it goes like this. Does that make sense? So that's why these other charts, they're trying to, they're just using the regular, like, how you say, you know, dynasty. You know, this one marries this one, you get that one, and this one marries that one, you get that one. And because of that, then it doesn't work out so good. So that's why I was saying, is if it makes sense, then you can see why it doesn't look like any of the other charts. And if it doesn't make sense, then don't worry about it. So, yes?
So if we make category with the quality of Krishna, so Swayam Rupa has 64 qualities?
Yes.
And Tadek Atma Rupa, 60?
Yes, Tadek Atma will be 60.
60, yeah.
And Avesha will be then... will be the 50 plus that whatever is the ones to bring out of the Lord.
Yes.
You know, it's just like Brahma may have that for creation, or Shiva for destruction, or things like that. So they may have the 55. So you can see is that the avatars could be within 55.
Yes.
But the vibhutis will be within the 50.
Yes.
But generally speaking, you see it's the 50.
And Krishna, since he's free, can go to any...
Yeah, it's all him, but at the same time is because he's a unique individual, therefore his expansions are unique individuals. Therefore, that's why 1 plus 1 is 1, 1 minus 1 is 1. Like that.
So this is the inconceivable part.
Yes, yes. So this is just to give an idea, as you can see, is that there's different moods. There's a mood in the Swayam Rupa, there's one general mood. In the Tadek Atma Rupa, there's another mood.
Yes.
The Avesha, there's another. You know, because, in other words, the Avesha matches with the Tadek Atma. Tadek Atma is Vishnu Murtis, Avesha is Jivas. And so the amount they do is smaller. Same principle, but smaller.
Yes.
So we're good?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Till
we forget, yes. Yeah, so then, okay, so and this is just the one page.
Yes.
Okay. Then, here we have the next page. So this will add to this or will confuse us again.
I don't know.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. Okay, expansions of Lord Krishna, avatars. If the forms previously described, Swayam Rupa, Tadek Atma, or Avesha, appear in this world as ever unique, either directly or through an agent, for certain purposes in the material world, they are known as avatars. Right? So, it means in the spiritual world, you don't call Krishna and Dwarka an avatar. So that's why you see is that the avatars are here. So that would mean that then these swamsas, then that would be avatars. Right? So that's the unique thing is that you have...
Some of the swamsas are not avatars.
Oh.
Like Shesha in the spiritual world.
Okay.
He is not identifying himself as a lord because he's identifying as a
But as
servant.
The servant of the Lord. But he's the end of the line of that servant. He means Balaram's the head and he's the last of the men.
So basically he's manifesting less potencies but he has his form and his space in the spiritual world. So still he's a swamsa.
Yes, yes.
So some of them are there, like which are in the spiritual.
Okay, so it can swamsa can be on either side.
Yeah, yes.
So
that's where the
basically as you say it's when it comes down into the material world, you have a Tadek Atma Rupa in the material world, you call that an avatar. Or even when Krishna comes down and that's an avatar, but he may be the Swayam Rupa avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Just means when it's in the material world, that's an avatar. That's why then you have the three features. You have the original personality, you have his expansion, and you have his avatar. So Advaitacharya is representing the avatar aspect, that he deals with the material world, because he's the one who called Lord Chaitanya. While Balaram is his expansion. Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. The agent of the Lord's appearance may be a Tadek Atma Rupa, the Lord, or a devotee. Mahavishnu, lying on Sesha, is an example of the Tadek Atma Rupa agent, cause of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And Vasudeva, father of Krishna, is an example of a devotee acting as agent. The avatars are generally the swamsa and avesha forms. The appearance of the swamsa rupa and vilasa forms is sometimes seen.
Swayam.
Swayam rupa and vilasa forms is sometimes seen. Okay, vilasa means down at tadekatma, and swayam means up in the first group.
Yes.
There are six types of incarnations, avatars of Krishna. One comprises the incarnations of Vishnu, Purusha avatars, and another comprises the incarnations meant for performance of pastimes, Leela avatars. So most of them, we see, as it's always explained, they're coming from Kiradakshai Vishnu. So then they're going to be swamsa in this way. But we see when Krishna comes himself, then he's not. You're dealing with the swayam root there. Right? There are incarnations that control the material qualities, guna avatars, incarnations associated with the reign of each manu, manvantara avatars, incarnations in different millenniums, yuga avatars, and incarnations of empowered entity, Shaktivesha avatars. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 20, 245, and 246. Another category, so that's why you also see is that Kali and Dwapara, then they take their position in the pastimes because they're actually avatars. And then they take and they do their thing to make the pastimes unfold. So one could, you know, why is this? But then the point is if you've come to establish Dharma and get rid of all those who are against Dharma, then, you know, you need to bring it out, right? Means if nothing's happening, people that are for and against everybody all is together. But as soon as you have someone come out and is prominent, you know, and active and vocal, then that's where the polarity starts. Right? Does that make sense? No?
No, I missed that point.
Okay. Means you just have a general mass of people. And they go to their work, they do this, they may have their different opinions, this, that, but nobody gets involved because nothing's in the ether.
Yeah.
But let's say someone stands up and starts talking about this, then that's where the polarity will come.
Yeah.
So that's why when devotees would say, oh, but we're preaching and people are then coming forward and against, so we should not do that. And Prabhupada says, no, that's going to happen. That means your preaching is good. Because otherwise, if you preach and nobody could care less, then that means you're not doing a lot. But if you're doing and you see is that there's people that are solidly for, then there's people who are solidly against. It means that polarity is being created between those who have faith in the Lord and those who don't. Because otherwise, those who don't have faith, if no one brings up God, they don't say anything. But as soon as you say something, then, you know, then they have to, you know, show that they're the, you know, the atheist. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So therefore, since Krishna is coming to get rid of all these demons, then you have to have somebody create the polarity. So therefore, Kali Yuga and Dwapara Yuga, they do that. Right? You could say they're the ones who therefore caused the war. And then all these guys can be removed. No?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that what in other words, they'll get no reactions for these. They'll play their pastime. When the time's over, they go back to their position. They're demigods. But at the same time, is that what they're doing, you see by how it's described, no one should do this. Because you see, you do this, you get this. You do this, you and all your 100 brothers are dead. That's the way it works. Okay. Another categorization of the avatars, right? So here it's showing the avatars as six. The avatars may also be divided into four categories: Avesha, Prabhava, Vaibhava, and Paravasta. Okay, Avesha. The Avesha are the same as the Avesha avatars, such as Kumaras, Narada, Prithu. The Avesha forms, and Prithu. The Avesha forms avatars of the Lord is a secondary designation, since they are actually jivas. Yeah? So it means they're counted in, but they're generally not. Vishnu Murtis are always going to be the primary. And then the jiva, the aveshas, they're going to be a secondary aspect. But they're still representing the Lord. Prabhava. Right? What was the thing before? Prabhav? The Prabhav is, yeah, just expanding, and Vaibhav is a different move. Prabhav. According to the scriptures, the Prabhav forms are of two types. The first type appears for a short period of time and is not well known. These are Mohini, Hamsa, and the white, red, Shama, and black forms of the Yuga avatars. The second type are Dhanvantari, Rishabha, Vyas, Dattatreya, and Kapila. They are writers of scriptures and act like sages. The total number of Prabhava forms is 11. Vaibhava. There are 21 Vaibhava forms. Right? Because Vaibhava means excellence is based on different mood or color.
Much.
Huh.
That and this are different. That names and this names are not...
Oh, these not. These are just within avatars.
Within avatars.
Okay, within avatars. But still, it'll be the same kind of...
Yes, but not fully.
It's fully. Like
mainly Prabhava means influence, Vaibhava means emotions.
Yes, so then, yeah. So I put that in. Yeah. That should be, that could be mentioned on the page before. So you get kind of get that. Well, you had it.
Yeah.
Mood and all. That's what I was trying to mean. It's a manifestation of potencies and a manifestation of excellences. So this Prabhava would be moods, because they're known for a particular mood. Then the excellences. 21 Vaibhava forms. Kurma, Matsya, Nara Narayan, Varaha, Hayagriva, Prishnigarbha, Baladev, and the 14 Manvantara avatars. The Prabhava forms have less power, and the Vaibhava forms have more power.
This is where they are different from the previous categorization.
Okay. Okay. Varaha and Hayagriva, among the Nava Vyuha and Hari, Vaikuntha, Ajita, and Vamana, among the Manvantara avatars, though Vaibhava forms are considered similar to Paravasta forms. Paravasta. The remaining forms, Nrisimha, Rama, and Krishna, are considered Paravasta, superior positions. The six qualities are fully manifest in Nrisimha, Rama, and Krishna. They are thus considered Paravasta. The relationship between the other two, Nrisimha and Rama, and Krishna is like lamps lit from the lamp of full six powers manifest in Krishna. Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda 2:2:6:42. Among the three, successively, Nrisimha, then Rama, and finally Krishna manifest more powers. Nrisimha displays abundant power, Prabhava Bhuma, while Rama displays abundant sweetness, Madhurya Bhuma. Therefore, the three forms of Nrisimha, Rama, and Krishna, of the three forms of Nrisimha, Rama, and Krishna, Krishna is the best. This is not astonishing because the nature revealed in Krishna is not seen in the others. And this is from?
This is all from Laghu Bhagavatam.
Oh, okay. This all, the whole page.
In Laghu, you had five Paravastas. And they were categorized as something very special. Lord Chaitanya was there as well.
Yeah. And Balaram.
There was that?
Lagu.
Just there.
There was a lot of stress on those Paravasta forms.
Yeah, these five are. Means that this is the one thing there, because this is explained.
Because
I think why this is explained here, this is explained in the connection with showing who's superior. Mm-hmm. Because Nrisimha killed the Jayambhijai.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But they took birth again. And then Rama killed them, and they took birth again. But when Krishna killed them, that was the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think this one was in context of that, no?
Because it says in the previous paragraph before Paravastas, it said that considered similar to Paravasta forms. But as much as I remember, Lagu, who made it, was so much stress that those Paravasta forms are completely different.
Yeah, it means they have all the qualities.
Yeah.
Means they have the 64 qualities, they just don't manifest them. While the others just don't use. Means they could. Just like you see Rama, there's that thing, he pulls out the flute and stuff. So it's an aspect of the mood, like that. So that's why for us, these five are our main, most prominent deities. So then you have the longer fasting, bigger festivals, you know, these kind of things.
Because even in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in one chapter, when Lord Kumar goes to Ayodhya and visits Ram, then they Sanatana Goswami said that this special chapter, because the first time Paravasta form is being described, so visited some other forms.
Yeah, I also think is that there'll be, means just as there'll be forms of these five that will be from, you know, from the, what do you call it, from the Ekatma Rupa. Yes, it means like that, because they're going to expand from Kiradaksha and Vishnu. But on one day in a day of Brahma, then Swayam Krishna comes. That's also the Swayam Rama, you know, everybody's, it's a bigger display on that day. What is it? You know, the 28th cycle of the 7th mana. Does that make sense? So once in a day of Brahma, you'll get the originals. And then the other 999, they'll be, you know, expansions. They'll perform those pastimes, but from that you'll go to Vaikuntha. But on this day, then you can go to Goloka. Is that? Yes? No?
Yeah.
Very good.
Takes time, yes. It's only been 43 years.
Yeah, we have
work
to
in
sleep,
progress.
We sleep with the paper.
Put it under your pillow, yeah. That would be great. That could be Bhagavatam, morning shlokas.
You must have read these somewhere.
Oh, 100. So another. It means before 100 times. So this is 101. So 7 more times, and you get it.
Yeah.
108, right?
I mean, logically, you know, it makes every sense.
Mm-hmm. That's because that's why it says that the academic aspect can't reveal these. It's the devotional aspect. That's the problem. Is it's thought, well, you know, I can make sense out of this. You can analyze it, you can put it together, but to realize where it's an important part, it's a value for you, that can't come by the academic method. Yeah. It can only come by bhakti.
I remember one time Kamakrishna was giving a class in Melbourne on Brahma Samhita. He was explaining, you know, Gaura Kashai Vishnu. And he says, like, where do you get the strings and the flowers to make a garland for you? What kind of flowers do you grow to make a garland for Gaura Kashai Vishnu? Where do you get the cloth to make a dhoti for you? He says, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Don't even try.
Yeah. But you saw when Krishna and Balaram visited, he had garlands. So they have their whole scene there. So that's the thing, is you have both him as Bhagavan, the whole scene, but then him as as Paramatma, as a Mahatattva. It's a different, it's slightly different. Is that, yeah. So that's the, because that's the point of the Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattvas. All these things can go on simultaneously. No.
Just a side question. When we speak about Paramatma, it means it is like Tadikatma Rupa?
When we speak Paramatma. Yes. Because then he's within the Purusha avatars. That's mentioned within the Swamsas.
Yes. And about Bhagavan Kisvayamrupa.
Yes. But at the same time, as if you're in Vaikuntha, then you're going to be dealing with the Vaibhav Vilas. That's going to be the Bhagavan aspect that you're dealing with.
Yes.
But see, as you're worshipping him as the Lord of all the energies and controlling everything and all that, so it's a flavor of, it's Bhagavan, but with a flavor of Paramatma. Or the those in Shanta, it's Bhagavan with the flavor of Brahman. How he pervades, how he's the absolute, how he's that. Then in Goloka, then it's going to be Bhagavan and how you say Bhagavan, and they'll be in Dwarka, there'll be a touch of that majesty aspect. So there's a touch of the Paramatma aspect, but it's predominantly Bhagavan, but it can go back into that. But in Vrindavan, it's only Bhagavan. There is no other aspect. You know, and within that, then of course you're going to have three features there. You know, between the Shanta living entities, the others in the middle, and the Kanchana. So it just keeps getting more and more, more and more, you know, intense, more and more deep.
Mm-hmm. So, from Krishna's perspective, everything is developing this Svayam.
It means it's him who's expanded as everything. So it's
from our perspective.
We're seeing it always here, and then you get to there.
Yes, exactly. And it's according to the, we can say, parampara we belong, the place we have, we go to that place.
It means that you're parampara, and then within that, you know, your particular taste.
Yes.
Okay. See, but you don't want to put too much on the emphasis on, because we want to emphasize the independent aspect, but it's actually about the surrender.
Yes, yes.
So this, it's a taste and surrender. You want to surrender, but in this taste or in that taste. But we're looking at, no, I have the independence, I can take this taste, that taste. Yes. And so there's no surrender. So you're missing the point. Then it takes on the element of you know, it becomes mixed. It's not pure, because it takes on the material about my flavor, my taste, or, you know, which aspect of, you know, liberation or these kind of things. And you can get that, as long as it's purely about Krishna. Then in that pure devotional service, you can get that, but it's not pure unalloyed. So pure unalloyed is about the surrender. And in that surrender, then there'll be, within surrender, that's where the tastes are.
Yes.
Not as, oh, I'm independent to choose which taste.
Yes.
You know, it's not like a, you know, smorgasbord or something, you know. No? No, smorgasbord? I think that's maybe a bad pronunciation of the Swedish term. It means, someone told me what they say it means. It's something it means about, it means it's a table, it means, traditionally it's a table of sandwiches and things and that you can put together. It's a snack table.
Buffet.
It's a buffet, but for them it wasn't for meals. It would be, you know, bread and this and that, and all the things that you can make so many different ways of putting.
Swedish table,
yeah. Like that. That's the thing. But the same principle has become the buffet, where you can have a wider variety of actually, you know, various cooked things and like that. So it's the same principle. But I think they call it something like smorgasbord. But how they actually pronounce it, who knows? Yes, nobody here to correct our imperfect pronunciation. No. So we're good?
Now we get last time?
Yes, now we go back to...
Actually, the other one which you are describing, that is in the Avarana aspect, that is another thing, apart from this.
Besides avatars, that's in Avaranas. Okay.
So they're like the how the lotus goes, eight. I think there were...
Yeah, so then maybe make another paper on that. And then
but
we'll
that,
have...
That goes like... It has its own category.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit here. That's why I just left it for now.
Oh, no, but it's still good to know. Yeah. Because the avatars, it only means who's appeared within the Mahatattva pastimes. You know, Mahatattva, right? So then you could do that. So then it gives more of a clarity of who goes where.
Another categorization, actually. Five. First one is para, then vyuha, and then there are three.
Yeah, you'll see they all overlap. It's just a matter of which aspect you're looking at.
Because here we'll come to both of them. In Chaitan Chaitamrita. Avarana is not touched.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not coral draw, it's normal draw. I thought that you put the picture.
Normal draw.
It's word document only.
Word document.
Word draw.
Give it a fancy name.
Yeah. Okay, good. They come quick draw. Right. Yes, professional draws. Okay. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 20. Lord Chaitanya instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of the absolute. I'm not sure how it's going on the other side of, how do you say, our Zoom guests here, how that's all working out. Because they can't necessarily hear what you guys say.
They probably left.
They're dedicated.
Yeah, sometimes when you watch the Zoom, because they forget to turn off the camera, and you see them go off, and they come back with something to eat, you know, and they're sitting there and all that, and then at some point, oh, and they push the button. Huh?
We did that during the Zoom.
Yeah. That's. Yeah, but you see, I remember some other place. There was a guy was doing that. You know, so it happens. 220-174. Oh, what did it say? Chapter 20. Lord Chaitanya instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of the absolute truth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, the first manifestation of the Vaibhav feature of Krishna is Sri Balaramji. Sri Balaram and Krishna have different bodily colors, but otherwise Sri Balaram is equal to Krishna in all respects. Srila Prabhupada. To understand the difference between Swayam Rupa, Tad Ekatma Rupa, Avesha, Prabhava, and Vaibhava. Okay, so here the Prabhava and Vaibhava means within the avatars. Okay. Yeah. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given the following description. In the beginning, Krishna has three bodily features. One, Swayam Rupa, as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. Two, Tad Ekatma Rupa, which is divided into Swamsika and Vilasa. Oh, that's where you got the Swamsika. Okay. And three, Avesha Rupa. The Swamsika, or expansions of the personal potency, are one, Karanodakshai, Garbhodakshai, Kirodakshai, and two, incarnations such as the fish, tortoise, boar, and Nishrinka. The Vilasa Rupa has a Prabhav division, including Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. There's also a Vaibhav division, in which there are 24 forms, including the second Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha. Right? Means that, yeah, you can see it on that. So that's basically what you got, is what he's explaining here is then these two pages. So that's what he was saying, is that the that Paravasta aspect, what did you say was the overall?
Avarana.
Avarana. Then it's not covered at this point.
It's not in any of this. So, let's give it aside. Two is okay, three becomes like.
No? Sure. More fun.
Bigger page three.
Then, you know, I say that the chairman will have to be worried if he's going to end up with a chair or not. We bring in a third page.
I'll become the dean.
Hmm? I think that
follows the chair, I'll become the dean.
Oh, I see. Is that how it works? Okay.
That explanation is, when we say the position, actually Krishna is at the center.
Right.
Everything is moving.
Out from the center, yeah, but because we like to do it in a line, then that's why it's a problem. Therefore, there are 12 forms altogether. These 12 forms constitute the predominant names for the 12 months of the year, as well as the 12 tilak marks on the body. Each of the four personalities of Godhead expands into two other forms. Thus, there are 8 forms, such as Purushottama, Achyuta, etc. The four forms, Vasudev, etc., the 12, Keshava, etc., and the 8, Purushottama, etc., altogether constitute 24 forms. The forms are differently named in accordance with the placement of the weapons they hold in their four hands. Udriti, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 6. In his Vaibhav Prakash feature, the Lord manifests himself as Balaram. The Balaram feature is as good as Krishna himself, the only difference being that the bodily hue of Krishna is dark and that of Balaram is fair. The Vaibhav Prakash form was also displayed when Krishna appeared before his mother Devaki in the four-handed form of Narayana, just when he entered the world. At the request of his parents, however, he transformed himself into a two-handed form. Thus, he sometimes manifests four hands and sometimes two. The two-handed form is actually Vaibhav Prakash. And the four-handed form is Prabhav Prakash, right? It's actually, but we see is that it's counted there because it's going to be, it has that same, he's going to take the same person, like that. But technically, if we wanted, no, but it's a different form, different mood, so technically it's the other. You understand? But the point is it's counted there because it's Krishna then appeared like that, then took the two, then went to Vrindavan. Does that make sense? Yeah? In his personal form, Krishna is just like a cowherd boy, and he thinks of himself in that way. But when he is in the Vasudeva form, he thinks himself as the son of a Kshatriya and acts as a princely administrator. So that way then you have, it's actually that difference, so it takes on the Prabhava. 220-175. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. An example of Vaibhav Prakash is the son of Devaki. He sometimes has two hands and sometimes four hands. Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Krishna took his birth, he appeared outside the womb as four-handed Vishnu. Then Devaki and Vasudev offered their prayers to him and asked him to assume his two-handed form. The Lord immediately assumed his two-handed form and ordered that he be transferred to Gokula, on the other side of the river Jamuna. Right, because he's appearing, but he just, because he's coming through his parents, as the devotee, as the medium, then because of their mood and all that, he appears in that way, so they're sure he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also for others, just like Arjuna asked him, well, how is it you spoke to the sun god? Because, you're my contemporary and all this. And then Krishna points out, I've had many appearances, and you have also, but I remember them all because I'm the Supreme Lord. I don't change bodies. You change bodies. That's why you forget. Right? So he wants to establish, so the same way as Arjuna, or then the universal form. He's trying to establish his divinity. So then the same way as Vasudeva and Devaki, one who establishes divinity. But then having established that, then he should take on his two-armed form. Does that make sense? Because it's just the same person's pastime. But you could say technically, then when he displays that pastime, that'll be on the Prakash instead of Vilas. Like that?
Maharaj, can you say it's like a different axe he's doing?
Different acts. What you see is what's the purpose that's being done. One is he's establishing, who he is, that he's the absolute. But then, that's not a prakash aspect because it's not a different mood. It's just establishing who he is. It's a sambandha aspect. You know what I'm saying? But when you get into avideya, like that, then it will be prakash. Then he'd be in Dwarka and all those things. But the other is that he's just establishing that he's there, and then he goes to Vrindavan. So we think of the same. You know what I'm saying? So the point is Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, appears there and then goes. But that mood is only when he gets to Vrindavan. Because it's the same person. That's why the point is the moods are different, but you can't make so much distinction in who's playing the moods. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying? It's just like Krishna's with the gopis, he acts in one way. He's with the cowherd boys, he acts in a different. Mother Yashoda is different. We don't say that there's five different Krishnas. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So in the same way, one has to be very careful on where the line is. And so if the acharya is mentioned, then it's there. But at the same time, as if it's not the main presentation, we shouldn't make it the main presentation. Yes. Just because someone might ask, but then Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, how is it this and that? He also simultaneously appeared there as the son of Mother Yashoda. Right? Yes. And so then we're seeing, see, then he's there, and that's the main thing. But if that's the main thing, then at the same time is, then how do you get the mood of, you know, then she'll of that affection and all that because she's the son and this and that. But here it's that, you know, technically they're not.
Yes.
And that affection is there.
Yes.
And then you have the whole thing of Vrindavan, the aspect is Parakya. Then Parakya means it's not technically yours.
Mm-hmm.
Mood baby and everything like that, but legally, no.
Yes.
So point is legally he belongs to Dwarka.
Yes. Yes.
So then Krishna there belongs to Dwarka? You know what I'm saying? But the point is that's why you don't want to overemphasize something that's just mentioned once.
Yes.
That's the thing, is that certain things are mentioned again and again and again, and you can say them as many times as you like. But something that in the whole, you know, all the commentaries, it's only mentioned once, if it comes up, it's mentioned, it's used. But it shouldn't be made prominent, because otherwise then you think it's, oh, we're being more rasik by saying, oh no, but he was born in Vrindavan. But then if he's born in Vrindavan, then the whole point is then what about the mood that he could leave? So that means that Vipralamba aspect, that's unique to Vrindavan. You know? And so then that doesn't have the strength if we overemphasize the other thing. So that's why we have to see is that we see Rupa Goswami was originally going to have one play, Krishna going to Dwarka. But then Satyabhama said separated, and Lord Chaitanya also said no, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So that aspect is there. But it's the point is they're seeing it's the same Krishna, because if Krishna didn't go to Dwarka, and he's still there and says, yeah, that's another guy, then where's the separation? You know what I'm saying? But they see it's the same person. So that's what we'll see in the Vidagdha Madhava. Then all that will be, that will all develop on how all they attain all that moods and rasa. Because it's all about that, from, you know, how they're attaining that, even though he's left, and how they attain. So, does that make sense? So, these things are, aspects are there to deal with a particular fundamental point. But at the same time, is you can't overemphasize or you ruin the rasa. You know, it's just like, let's say, you have a nice, let's say, you know, just for example, let us say, okay, some special arrangements made for somebody, right? And so, you know, it's, you know, quite a serious arrangement, either by time or money or both. So the person sees, they can see that, you know, and if it does come up, it has its flavor. Whoa, this must have really been expensive, and you know, how much did this cost? And then you say, well, you don't want to know. And it just adds to the flavor. But it's not brought up again. But if all through the meeting, yeah, I worked so hard to make all this and that. Oh, wow, this was so expensive. My God, you know, we're not going to be able to do this for the next 3 months, you know. And it's just going to ruin the mood.
Some people are like that.
Of course.
They just keep going. They just tease. And you got no idea that I don't just see cars.
Yeah, of course. Because that means, because the thing, it's about the situation.
Yes.
But there's no taste. That's the point. You can't get the taste because they're so focused on the situation. And they can't do anything in the situation. They can only talk about, their only thing in the situation to do is talk about the situation. The only taste they have is talking about the situation. But that means for them maybe it's nice, but for no one else there's any taste. And then they wonder why they're not invited to more parties. I say it's like that thing. It's like, yeah, every group has their weirdo, so he's our weirdo. You know, like that. You know, so. Okay, 220, 176, 182. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. When the Lord is two-handed, he is called Vaibhava Prakash. And when he's four-handed, he's called Prabhava Prakash. In his original form, the Lord dresses like a cowherd boy and thinks himself one. When he appears as Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, he is dressed in consciousness of those of a Kshatriya, a warrior. When one compares the beauty, opulence, sweetness, and intellectual pastimes of Vasudeva, the warrior, to Krishna, the cowherd boy, son of Nanda Maharaj, one sees that Krishna's attributes are more pleasant. Indeed, Vasudeva is agitated just to see the sweetness of Govinda. So that's why any expansion then becomes a devotee of Krishna. Right? And a transcendental greed awakens him in him, means the Lord, to enjoy that sweetness. Right? So that element of greed and wanting to be involved in that, that's then what's talked about for us, because the Lord does that. Quote, "My dear friend, this dramatic actor appears like a second form of my own self. Like a picture, he displays my pastimes as a cowherd boy overflowing with wonderfully attractive sweetness and fragrance, which are so dear to the damsels of Braja. When I see such..." When I see such a display, my heart becomes greatly excited. I long for such pastimes and desire a form exactly like that of the damsels of Braja. End quote. 59. This verse is found in the Lalita Madhava 4:19. It was spoken by Vasudeva in Dwarka. Right, so you can see it's still all about, and this is Act 4. So Act 4, this will be in...
Bindu.
Yes, the Bindu. This will be what's taking, you know, creating the obstacles in that. No, that aspect.
Krishna says? Vasudeva is Krishna, not Krishna.
Yeah, spoken by Vasudeva. It means it's Krishna. It means it's Krishna in Dwarka. So. See, that's the thing, is he's the same person, but at the same time, because the mood is that he himself, that's the most attractive mood. So even he becomes attractive. That's why Balaram's considered the supreme personality of servant or Godhead. Because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. When you, his first expansion of Balarev and all other expansions after that, they're all going to be devotees of Krishna. And appreciate, that's why Mahavishnu made that whole scene just so he could see Krishna. You know? Because the point is every other avatar is all his expansion. Right? So even if Krishna and Balaram are performing their pastimes, in the other 999, cycles of the yugas, it's all his, ultimately his expansion, the swamps of him. But when Swayam Rupa comes, he wants to see that because he's a devotee of that form. So that means all of them, means you have, they're going to be respect up like that, but it all ultimately goes back to Krishna. Just like Advaita Acharya is respecting Nityananda, like that, or like Lord Shiva is worshipping Sankarshan. You know where they're expanding from, but at the same time, is ultimately it goes back to Swayam Krishna.
This is the work of Yogamaya.
Means yes, that is
itself a service to Godhead, and actually they are expansion.
They're expansions, so they are in their own right to their devotees and their associates. They're the Supreme Lord, but at the same time, they're all. So that's the whole point, is Krishna. That's why he's the Supreme Personality of God. And so you have so many personalities of Godhead. Now, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even when we're dealing with all these different forms, we can say the Supreme Personality of Godhead because we're seeing it's Krishna's doing this. That's why Prabhupada and all the paintings, all the Vishnumurtis all have peacock feathers. Because we all know it's Krishna coming as Nisringa or as Vishnu or this or that. And so, what's the problem? if you're seeing it in that respect. So that's a rasik view.
Yes,
and then the so-called rasik view comes up. Oh no, only Brajra Krishna wears the peacock flower. No one else can wear it. It's kind of like, okay, you know, party pooper. You know, it's like we got some nectar, and then you have to ruin it. That was a war for years. That one.
Years.
Yeah, and still, if you bring it up, it'll still go on now.
They did a video, I think, a couple of years ago with Pankaj Chandrapati, just treated really humongous.
Yeah, yeah, because no one will let it go. You know, you have the list, right? You know, that where the jiva fell from, and if we did, who we came from, do we expand from Mahavishnu, or this one, or that one? So where'd we fall from? That potted plant over there. What? You said Mahavishnu? Okay, Mahavishnu. that's a bargaining thing. The guy says 10 rupees. Says no, I want 5. No, I want 5 like that. And says, then he stops and goes, all right, 20. What? You said 10. Okay, 10. And it's like, what just happened? The guys are like, they're good. One instance of Vasudeva's attraction to Krishna occurred when Vasudeva saw the Gandharva dance at Mathura. Another instance occurs in Dwarka when Vasudeva was surprised to see a picture of Krishna, who manifests an abundance of sweetness greater than mine. Oh, who manifests an abundance of sweetness greater than mine, which has never been experienced before and which causes wonder to all. Right? It's never been before because he's ever fresh. So even though this pastime may constantly go on, every time he's more wonderful. Alas, I myself, my mind bewildered upon seeing this beauty, impetuously desire to enjoy it like Srimati Radharani. So you see, that's going to be, you know, basis of also coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everything's all connected. You can say all this and that, but, you know, it's the same. It's a matter of the flavors. Srila Prabhupada. In this verse spoken by Vasudeva and Dwarka, This verse spoken by Vasudeva in Dwarka is also recorded by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Lalita Madhava 834. 220, 183, 184. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, when that body is a little differently manifested and its features are a little different in transcendental emotion and form, it is called Tad Ekatma. In the Tad Ekatma Rupa, there are pastime expansions, vilas, and personal expansion, swamsa. Consequently, there are two divisions. According to pastime and personal expansion, there are various differences. Srila Prabhupada. The Lord's vilas expansions are described in the following verse from the Laghu Bhagavatam Rita 1.15. Swarupam anyakaram yat tasya bhati vilasata. Prayen atma samam shaktya savilaso nigadyate. When the Lord displays numerous forms with different features by his inconceivable potency, such forms are called vilas vigrahas. The Lord's swamsa expansions are also described in the Laghu Bhagavatam Rita 1.17. Tadrisho nyuna shaktim yo vyanakti swamsa irita Shankar Shanadir Matsyadir Yata Tat Tat Swadhamasu. When a form of Krishna is non-different from the original form but is less important and exhibits less potency, it is called swamsa. Examples of swamsa expansions can be found in the quadruple forms of the Lord residing in their respective places, beginning with Sankarshan Vasudev Prajumnan Adiruddha, and also in the Purusha avatars, Leela avatars, Manvantara avatars, and Yuga avatars. Right. So we see as swamsa can also be a general thing. It just means you're expanding from, and there's less potency manifest than that. Then there'll be the six categories of the swamsas. Does that make sense? So that's why. So you have to see is sometimes the words are used as a general, and sometimes as a specific. Yeah. 220, 185, 192. Anything else? You got 1 minute. No? Again, the vilas forms are divided into twofold categories, prabhav and vaibhav. Again, the pastimes of these forms are of unlimited variety. The chief quadruple expansions are named Vasudev, Sankarsha, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. These are called prabhava vilas. Balaram, who is the same original form as Krishna, is himself a coward boy in Vrindavan, and he also considers himself a member of the Kshatriya race in Dwarka. Thus his color and dress are different, and he is called the pastime form of Krishna. So you see, those principles even apply up in the Swayam Rupa. The same, there's certain aspects that always go across, like Prabhav and the Prabhav, the Vilas. Some of these have a general rule, and the Swamsa has, and these aspects. And so you'll see that's the same thing is happening, but it's happening within a more subtle aspect, and then it's a more obvious aspect. Does that work?
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.